Welcome to the very first episode of Sustainable Photography. Today, we're talking all about you as a creative business owner. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. As a photographer and creative business owner, you're most likely an artist first and a business owner last, or maybe not at all. Most photographers I talk with say that they just want to take photos and not worry about the other things. I get that. You want to create and you want to be an artist, but unfortunately, it's not the best photographers who book the most weddings or make the most money or has the best business or even works with the best people. Your business skills matter. If you're struggling in your business, if you want to grow and improve, it's most likely not about your photography skills. It's not because your portfolio is too small. It's because of all the things that you don't want to deal with. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but if you want to keep being a photographer, especially without having to depend on a day job, you have to do a little bit of business stuff as well. And preferably as soon as possible so that you can free up as much time as possible going forward, where you can focus on the fun, creative, and artistic stuff that you love. Now, this is the whole foundation of this podcast. I know of so many extremely talented photographers who have ended up burnt out, exhausted from dealing with the wrong clients, not getting paid enough, and ending up quitting altogether because their strategies aren't in place. I love the business side, the numbers, the strategies, plans, and processes, and I'll do what I can to give you a weekly dose of business insight, some things that you can implement right away, and some mindset shifts as well. Creative businesses aren't like other businesses. Creatives are in it to create more than to make money. It's an outlet and it's personal. And that's why you might struggle with things in a different way than other business owners. And that's why the issues that you have to deal with aren't the same as other business owners' issues. I want to talk about the four things that you probably need to work on in your creative business. The first one is that a business needs to be profitable. Chances are that you undervalue your offer, that you think no one will pay for this, or that you're underselling it. For example, that you're not charging enough or not doing enough to put it out into the world. Not being profitable can also come from making the wrong investments, like feeling the need to have more or better equipment or a client wardrobe or a studio or an office without actually considering if it'll increase your profits or not. A lot of time, less is more. And you always have to think about how an investment will make you money before spending. Will it save you time? Or maybe let you charge more for your services? When it comes to the issue of money and profitability, it's important to look at the actual figures. If not, chances are high that your feelings will cloud your decisions. Letting your feelings decide your prices, or if you should chase down missing payments, or invest in new dresses for your client closet, might ultimately be what kills your business. The second thing that your creative business needs is that you ask for help. When you start your business, there's a lot you don't know. And you don't know what you don't know. But buying knowledge, getting help from someone more seasoned, someone who do know, can help you get to where you want to go so much faster. You can figure out most things on your own, but it will take you a lot longer and you'll probably take a lot of costly detours on the way. Trust me, I've been there. The third thing that you can do to make your business better is to stop doing too much at once. If you don't have goals or a plan, it's really hard to get anything done. Well, actually, you might do a whole lot and be very busy, but you might not be doing the things that will bring your business anywhere. A creative mind has a lot of ideas, and you likely want to do it all. You want to be a wedding photographer, set up a studio, sell presets, do mini sessions, and at the same time, you make your own website and spend half your day on social media and get lost in trying out new styles of editing and looking for models to build your portfolio. No wonder you're busy. But you don't really need to be. If you know what you want, you can focus your energy towards that instead of getting lost in all the different things. I bet so much of what you do is not really getting you anywhere. But don't get me wrong, you can still do whatever fun and creative things you want. But if you do things in the order that makes the most sense, you can ensure that your business is profitable and moving forward first, and then spending whatever time you have left playing and creating. When you don't have a plan, you probably also lack consistency, which can make your business come across as amateurish, both because your client isn't getting the same professional experience as the next one, and because what you're putting out into the world is all over the place. I'll tell you more about this after the break. This podcast is sponsored by my mentoring program, Sustainable Photography, and I want you to know that you're not alone in feeling overwhelmed in the midst of editing and emailing. My mentoring program is there to help you build a sustainable photography business from the ground up. Check out ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to learn more and to sign up for the waitlist. The last and maybe most important thing that you need to work on in your business is your confidence and your mindset. I've heard countless times that it's really hard to be a photographer and that it's not possible to make a living from something you love, that you shouldn't get paid for doing something you have as a hobby. And if I've heard that, I bet you have too. And when you hear something like that a lot, you start to believe it. You'll start thinking, I don't deserve to get paid for doing something I love. I need to charge very little so I'll get booked. You might start to worry about putting your work out there in fear of what others might think. Your former coworkers, your family and friends, and even other photographers. There are plenty of those who don't think it's possible as well. You might also suffer from imposter syndrome, where you think you're not good enough, that it's just luck that you've come to make it this far. Fears and thoughts like this play a huge part in why you're holding yourself back and why your business might fail. So to sum it up, the four things that you need to work on is 1, being profitable, figure out what you need to charge and cut your expenses. 2, asking for help, invest in knowledge and save yourself from years of frustration and mistakes. 3, not doing too much at once, decide what you want and work towards that. 4, build your confidence, talk yourself up instead of down. Get to know other photographers and build your network. Having friends who are like you really helps. The reason I know all this is that I've been there. I've struggled with the same things and I've made all the mistakes. And I don't want that for you. By doing some small tweaks and getting awareness, your creative business will be one of the ones that makes it. I know you want to create art and memories for people. And that should definitely be your focus. But if you set your business up the right way now, you can save yourself from so much stress and heartache later on. By adding a little bit of strategy, you can get paid what you need to for doing what you love. And that will keep you in business for so much longer. When I started out, I didn't know any other photographers. I didn't know what I was doing at all, to be honest. And that led me to making so many mistakes and doing so many things in an unnecessarily complicated way. I've probably wasted many years as a photographer, meaning I could have gotten so much further, so much faster if I hadn't. But in a way, I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because now you can learn from my mistakes. I can be the person for you that I wish I'd known when I started out. You can find me at ingvildkolnes over on Instagram and let me know what you want to learn more about. Of course, we're going to cover everything we've talked about today more in depth as well. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at ingvildkolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.